helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
Talking again with local realtor and home expert Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And Easter weekend is here, coming up this Sunday. And today we're talking about how to keep the celebration meaningful and fun without all the stress. Right, Susie?
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, great to be here. I mean, Easter at home doesn't have to be complicated to be special. There are so many ways to create a memorable weekend with just a little bit of planning.
All right, let's start with the classic, the egg hunt. Any ideas to make it fresh for families this weekend?
I know, right? Absolutely. I mean, the backyard egg hunt, it's always a hit, but just keep it simple. You can use those plastic eggs. You can fill them with stickers and little treats like that, even coins. And if you have older kids, it's not a choking hazard. If you're indoors, you could even turn it into a scavenger hunt with clues. Kids really love adventure either way. And in our family, we have a golden egg for each kiddo. So even as they, you know, get bigger, what we'll do is we'll add like cash prize in there. So maybe it's like, you know, $1 when they're little, but like $5 and upwards from there, so they can put it in their piggy banks. And, you know, we also love participating in community events. So if hosting isn't in your plan this weekend, or, you know, even hosting your own kids' egg hunt kind of feels a little bit overwhelming. There's so many local churches and organizations right in your own town that likely offer a public event for the kids that's free.
And what about for folks who are trying to keep it low key, but they still want to do something festive?
Yeah, you don't need to cook a huge meal to make it feel like a holiday, right? A small brunch spread with a few favorites, maybe a quiche, a fruit salad and some pastries is more than enough. And, you know, I'm always a big proponent of adding a little background music. So I feel like setting the right vibe can elevate and make the right experience for you.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And what are some other ways that, you know, people can bring some more meaning into the weekend and not just, you know, aside from the fun parts?
Yeah, Easter can be a really great time for reflection. You know, some people are coming off of Passover. Some people are celebrating Easter. You know, there's something for everybody. And I think if you are just want to practice gratitude in your family, you know, getting around the table, do something kind for somebody else, maybe in the neighborhood, like bringing flowers to somebody, you know, it's really about the spirit of connection and really pausing.
Yeah, it is sort of one of those feel-good holidays. It's like good for the soul, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people are also looking for things to do this week because it's still spring break. So,
yeah.
You know, trying to build some activities around Easter, it's a good holiday to make use of this week as well if you happen to have spring break this week.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what about Easter decor? So anything that families can do, you know, that's, you know, that doesn't require a craft store run, but something fun?
Totally. Like paper cutouts. I mean, an old egg carton can, you know, be turned into flowers, you know, paper flowers,
nice.
Or even just coloring paper placemats can be fun and festive. Kids really love being a part of the decorating process. So if you are hosting or you're just doing something with your own family, like maybe have them help decorate the table and the table spread. It kind of gives the house a cheerful touch without the pressure of it being perfect.
Yeah, kids love helping out, I've noticed, at a certain age. And if someone's headed to a friend or family member's house, you know, everyone's always thinking, what's a nice hostess gift or something that feels thoughtful to bring?
Definitely. I can't forget about your hostess gifts, even if it's something small. So, you know, a small potted plant, a spring-scented soap and lotion set, or a bottle of wine are all great options. Something simple to say, thanks for having us. And it doesn't have to be fancy, just personal and appreciated. And if you want to go the extra mile, you can write a little card or a note, you know, that says thanks. My grandma always used to host when we were little growing up, and even if it was just a few things, it still took her a lot of time and effort to make special. And so my mom always taught us to bring something to her to say thank you.
Oh, I love that. That's great. And this week, we're talking more about spring break at home. So we talked about this last week a little bit, too, about families, you know, who aren't traveling, but maybe you're having a staycation at home right now. So, Susie, how can people turn a regular week at home into something a little more special?
Yeah, we're experiencing that in my house right now, Kevin. And I mean, even being halfway through the week, I'm like, just even thinking about what else we can do the rest of the week as well. So, you know, but some people might be starting next week. So start by planning just one or two things a day that feel different than your usual routine. So whether it's a backyard picnic or a movie night, or try something creative, like, you know, if you have older teen girls, maybe like a DIY spa day, or just a trip to the park and stop for ice cream. You know, it can give the week some structure without overwhelming anybody and also feeling different for the kiddos.
Yeah, that's cool. And you mentioned family projects like DIY spa day. What other kinds of things do you recommend?
Projects can be anything that gets everyone involved, Kevin, based on your kids' interests. So kids don't need much. They usually just want to do something side by side with us. So building something like a Lego set together, you know, planting a few herbs, organizing a room, or making something simple like cookies or even a fruit salad. It doesn't have to be fancy, but the goal is to do something together that has a little payoff at the end.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're also big on unplugging, right? So especially for kids who are used to being on screens all day, maybe sort of always go, go, go from one activity to another, taking a little break from that, right?
Yes, spring break is a great time to reset. So if you've been one of those people that's like, we haven't really done that much this week, like, don't feel guilty, you know, like there's that when you have rest, there's room to think, to talk, and to find comfort in your own homes. And so that's really important for the kids that are constantly going. I feel like we feel the need to sometimes fill their schedules and always be entertaining with something. But boredom is important, you know, when you're a kid, like trying to figure things out for yourself. It causes creativity. So pause, play a board game, cook together, pull out an old school outdoor game like tag, jump rope, you know, chalk art, you know, even something like making a family recipe together can turn into a memory. And around this time last year, my daughter and her dad discovered baking together, and they made zebra cakes for the first time. I'm not interested in baking, but I'm happy to partake in the results and the eating of the baking. So it was fun for them and delicious for me. So.
I was going to say, that sounds yummy, zebra cakes.
Yeah, her favorite color is purple, so it was like purple, black, white. Like,
nice.
She made this whole thing. It's very cool.
Love it. And for people on a tight budget, any ideas that maybe don't cost too much?
Yeah, I mean, plenty. There's local trails to explore. There's museums that, you know, will give free day passes sometimes. You could do a DIY scavenger hunt around your neighborhood. That might take a little bit of intention, but I mean, it could be totally free. And you can also check out community calendars. Many towns in Connecticut have free events during spring break that are family friendly. And don't forget about your local libraries, because they offer free rental on board games, movies, and even, I know the one in my town offers like instruments and stuff. So go check it out. I mean, some of them even have like free popcorn in a bag with two DVDs you can rent to make movie night.
Awesome. These are great ideas, Susie. And thanks so much for giving these out, in such doable ideas, too. They don't feel overwhelming.
Awesome.
And everyone, enjoy your spring break, whether you have it this week or next week. Susie Calabrese, local realtor and home expert. Thanks so much, Susie. Talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin, for having me.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.